Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. Welcome to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. It's Thursday, a snowy, rainy Thursday, March 5th, year 2015. Well, we had it, yes, snow all day long, and now we're dealing with the frigid temperatures. I'm telling you, winter is definitely making its exit. As you know, that we approach the spring season real soon. We're in March, and time goes up this Sunday. Don't forget to, Saturday night. Don't forget this, set your clock forward 1 hour. Yes, we're going to lose that hour on this coming weekend. So get ready. Well, yes, it was a snowy day. Lots of accidents out there on the road, a lot of accidents. But, you know, I took my time. I went out. My daughter had to go to work, and I said, no, you can't drive in this mess. And so I have to go to her house and pick her up and take her all the way to work and then go home. And I'm driving 30 miles per hour all the way, you know, in the truck. I just took my time, let everybody else fly around me and do their thing. I don't know. I guess I've seen at least 10 cars in the ditch, right? Yes, indeed. Well, anyway, I thank God for allowing me to get her to work and I get back home safe and sound without an incident. I'm grateful for that. Well, let's get this program started. You know how we do it. Go on your social networks. Cell phones, let everybody know that your favorite late-night inspiration program is on the air live right now, bringing to you the best in inspirational music and spoken word. Well, tonight we have a treat for you, some great music, and some of you guys have been, the spoken word has really blessed me, and some requested a segment I did last week, and another requested a segment I did on this week, and another requested a segment that I did, you know, a couple of weeks ago. So I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to give them back-to-back-to-back spoken word. How about that? Yes, indeedy. We're going to have fun tonight. So don't you go nowhere. Don't you touch that browser. Don't you touch that dial. We'll be right back with some great music. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
There was a time I truly believed that I could do it on my own. But all that I found at the end of that road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a Savior who turned me around and He placed His love on me. And I will trust Him again.
This is not a time to go off course. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word for you for the Lord. And you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you started. So please don't let the time you stole be wasted on things that you later regret. Wishing you
God.
A promise.
everybody. We got to guard this promise.
And we must guard it with our hearts.
We must labor to rest.
Everything you will ever need.
Everything that you would ever need.
Was provided at Calvary.
God provided at Calvary.
There is a rest.
Hey, there is a rest. Like when an attorney says, I rest my case. It's finished.
There is a rest.
This is a powerful teaching.
A rest.
For the people of God.
For the people of God.
This rest still remains.
A promise of finished work.
It's a finished work.
And we must guard it with our hearts.
Guard the promise with your heart.
Everything you will ever need.
Was provided at Calvary.
Was provided at Calvary.
Your case has been rested.
There is a rest.
Hey. There is a rest.
There is a rest.
It's a finished work.
There remaineth a rest.
There remaineth a rest.
There is a rest.
God rested on the seventh day. He finished his work. Okay, what is a finished work? Cursed is any man
that hangeth
on a tree. Listen.
Jesus Christ.
He took on this curse.
Just for you and me.
Now tell everybody what a curse is.
A curse is defined as poverty.
It's poverty. It's sickness. It's death. But listen, when Jesus said, at the cross when he said it is finished, he blessed you. Healing finished. Provision finished. Prayers answered. Say this.
Now that you know that it's finished.
Look at your neighbor and say, come on, by faith.
Come on, by faith, that's all in it.
Faith takes possession of what grace provided.
Now that you know that it's finished.
The just shall live by faith.
Come on, by faith, that's all in it.
Come on.
Hello, I'm Harold Sutton, and here's a golden nugget moment just for you. Having God in your life doesn't exempt you from life circumstances. Having God in your life helps carry you through life circumstances with you coming out in perfect peace. You see, because having God there in your life, it makes a difference. When the storms of life are raging, God will keep your mind in perfect peace. Just a golden moment just for you. Be blessed.
I will keep you in
perfect peace.
All of my
stayed on me.
I will keep you in.
listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Yeah.
segments of this program, The Spoken Word. Today, our subject matter is going to be Peace Be Still. And we're coming out of the book of Matthew's chapter number 8, beginning at verse number 18. I'm going to read verse 18, then I'm going to skip down to verse number 23. How about that? Okay? All right. Here we go. Matthew's chapter number 8. Beginning at verse number 18, now when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side. And let's go down to verse number 24. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. Talking about Jesus, he was asleep. Verse number 25. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, lest we perish. In verse number 26, Jesus said unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Verse number 27. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? And I'm going to stop it right there. Now, that is so powerful, because that is the God that we serve. There is no problem that's in our life that is too great for him that he can't handle in any situation that confront his people. For he is the sovereign God. He can do what he wants, when he wants, how he wants, to whom he wants. That's him. He's God. He's almighty. He's all powerful. So I don't care how large your situation is, there is no problem that he can't fix. All he got to do is speak a word. Yes, just one word from the Lord. That's what Thomas Whitfield, Lord, if you just say one word will fix it all. So he spoke in this situation to that sea, that rough sea that was gone. Those disciples thought that they was going to perish, but he just rose up and looked at it and said, Peace, be still. So there's some stuff that's roaring in your life. The winds are blowing and everything is just raging, you know, but all you have to do is just stand up. Let the God in you stand up and just speak to that situation. Peace, be still, for God has given us power and authority. So all we have to do is use to let God arise in us. Speak to that situation. Peace, be still. If there's confusion in your home, speak peace. If there's confusion in your job, speak peace. If there's confusion, I don't care where it is. I'm telling you, I don't care what's going on, your life situation, life circumstances, speak peace. If things are out of control, speak peace. I'm telling you, God has given us the authority. I'm telling you, he's that same God. Yes, he is. He's that same God, the same God that got up in that ship. He's the same God that lives in us. When he went away, he said, look, I'm going to send you a comforter, and it's going to lead you, and it's going to guide you, and it's going to be there, but I'm going to be with you. Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. I'm telling you, he's going to be with us. He is the beginning and he is the end. So, hey, we talk about that same God. So speak to that mountain in your life. Speak to that confusion in your life and tell it to hush up. Behave itself. For God has given you authority over it. Come on, Vanessa. Speak peace. And then Richard Smallwood is going to let us know that it's that same God. All right, same power. That's the spoken word for the day. Peace be still.
come on with me. I'm talking about peace. Yeah.
Listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Yeah.
another minute, not an hour, Lord, of another day. But here I am right now, it's smoky and I'm not ashamed to say, oh, I need you, I need you, Jesus, right away. Oh, and
hold me when I fear my every fall. Hold me when my heart is getting cold. Till I am secure again. I want to rest in you.
Impossible to please the Lord. without faith, it's just impossible to please the Lord, to please the Lord. Faith that can move mountains, faith that can calm the raging sea, oh, faith that believes in Jesus, faith that sets the captive free.
Tonight, that your spirit was lifted, that your heart was encouraged. Now, the good news is that we'll be right back on tomorrow night doing what we do best, and that's to bring late night inspirations into the midnight hours all around the world for your listening pleasure. So don't forget, make sure you dress warm. It's cold out there, and you take care of yourself when you do that. And may the good Lord blessing keep you until we connect again on tomorrow night with the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton, signing out. Come on, Chris Holmes, take us home.
Lord, no tender
Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.